This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, wanted to let you know I'm getting a lot of phone calls, getting a lot of emails from people concerning the little charade going on between the two clowns in the circus of politics, as if to suggest there's any difference between the left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats. And I just have to say this with all due respect, and let me say this real quick. I'm not here to beat anybody up today. But I just want to tell you, concerning those that are reaching out to me today, asking me my thoughts as to what's taking place, it's what I've been saying since day one. I've never left. I've never left the Word of God. See, the problem that we have in this country is far too many people that call themselves Christians have created a God to suit their sins. Scripture tells us they feared the Lord, but they served their own gods. That's the problem that we're having in this country. Okay? I never left the Word of God. I never left the apostles and the prophets, which is the very foundation of our faith. I've never left the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution. That's the bottom line. And we're going to get into this just a little bit more in a couple of minutes. But friends, wanted to give a shout out to our friend at KFIR AM 720, Sweet Home Oregon, Voice of the Valley. Thanks to Jason Shockley. Again, thank you to KFIR AM 720, Sweet Home Oregon, Voice of the Valley. Again, thank you to our friend over there, Jason Shockley. Thank you for your trust. We now have 133 affiliates across the United States of America. And with that, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts over on Genesis Communication Networks. You have done that. I have not. We appreciate your trust. We know why you're coming over here. I'm always the ministry, friends, just for the record, that people come back to when they get in trouble. And America's in trouble. There's no question about it. We've been in trouble for a long time because the American people haven't figured out that they're the piece on the game board. In other words, you're not laughing at politicians. The politicians are laughing at you, friends, on so many different fronts. And here they are, again, laughing at you to no end, even when I can prove they have no support. See, the Russians have a tactic, friends, and the tactic is to push through the lie until they believe it to be the truth. And it's exactly what's happening here today. Again, I'll get to that in just a moment. Friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page where there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media and the CIA-controlled media. Check out Operation Mockingbird. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Go to the right side of the page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on to YouTube and join us on Top Chat. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, you can do the same thing there. We're on the front page there on the top left. Click us on. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. This is why, again, we hold to the Rock of Ages. This is why we continuously reiterate the point that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. You know, I had a conversation with someone that reached out to me this morning, and he's my friend. He really is. And he asked me my thoughts as to what was taking place, and I told him my thoughts. And I'm going to get into that. I told him if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would have not become your president-elect. Period. You understand, folks, what guards our liberties? Justice guards our liberties. Justice left undone, what? Destroys our constitutional republic, just like that of Machiavelli. So here we are again. One of the things that I brought up to him, and I'll make this another show in this up-and-coming week, I wonder how the false prophets are doing today. I bet all of those false prophets that told the professors in America today that this guy's going to run for a second term, now instead of being their best friends and being worshipped by the professed church, now they're going to be hunted, aren't they? Yeah. How many times have I said on this show, false prophets will tell you no when they should be telling you yes, and they're telling you yes when they should be telling you no? I mean, does anybody ever take the time to understand that Elijah was on the top of the mountain all by himself, facing off with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of false prophets that were telling the corrupt king everything he wanted to hear? Just like the professed church today in America is telling this administration. This is all by design. Friends, you need to understand something. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Theodore Roosevelt said back in the 30s, presidents are selected, not elected. Presidents are selected, they're not elected. When are you going to wake up to the fact? How many times did I need to tell the American people that there's 1,156 different presidential options, but you've been given Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Now you have a senile president-elect, a known pedophile, one known for committing the act of treason against we the people as the president of the elect. Why? Because Americans chose Trump over godly repentance. Did you hear what I said? Americans chose Donald Trump over repentance. And my message has been the same for the last 17 years on this radio program. And people constantly come back after the fact. When they get in trouble, I'm the first guy they call. Bradley, remember when you said that? Yep. But what were you doing in the meantime? You were following the new word of the false prophet. You were following your favorite politicians. Well, I sat here with my feet upon the rock that I knew was not going to move. Why? Because the word of the Lord endureth forever. And my feet are set upon the apostle and the prophets, period. And by the grace of God, I'm not moving. It's the safest place in the world to be, regardless of what's going on. Hey, folks, to the real Christians, I give you a word of encouragement. There was a Goshen, where not even a dog wagged its tail at one of the children of Israel. And so it is today. Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, but tell the wicked, those that know to do the right thing but don't do it, those that go on with their favorite politician and their favorite prophet of the day, false prophet, might I add, read Ezekiel 13 when you get a moment. Woe unto you. Woe unto you. Now you get to reap what you've sown. Someone said to me last week on the radio broadcast, they sent it in, you know, America, they're like a bunch of sheep without a shepherd. Baloney. They're a bunch of sheep following what they want to follow until they need the shepherd. And that's exactly where we're at today. There's a Bible in virtually every hotel room in this country. Bibles are everywhere. They're accessible. And so is God. If that's who you call out to, if you in all sincerity from your heart want nothing but Him, He promised that He would answer Jeremiah 29:11-13. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to get right back to the main topic. If Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would have not become your president-elect. And I'll do my best to give you an overview every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I want to say something really quick before we start this show. There's a lot of people talking about right now how Donald Trump lost the electoral votes and the people's votes, so on and so forth across the country. You need to understand something first and foremost. Let's just say Donald Trump was legit, which he's not. I just want to let you know, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. There's major voter fraud going on in this country. Just last week, I spent some time sharing with you as to how the mainstream media was reporting that there was absolutely no one, not a one person showed up in support of Joe Biden in Arizona. Not a one. She said there's no yard signs. There's not one person here. She said it's pretty quiet. This is on live TV. There's nobody there. But yet you go to a Donald Trump rally and there's tens of thousands of people there and there's thousands more waiting in line. Folks, again, what's happening is the tactic that's being used here. And by the way, read Daniel 8:25 because they prosper through craft and policy, not law. Okay. And interesting to note, the Russians, they use a tactic to push through the lie until you accept it as the truth. Read Isaiah 5:20. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. We are in some serious times. And without the Holy Ghost, you're not going to see this, friends. Without the Holy Ghost, you are not going to see this. That's why I praise God for the Holy Ghost, because without Him, we are nothing. And Jesus said, rightly, you can do nothing without me. That's right. I know that. I learned that lesson a long time ago. That's the folks, that's the best way to come to Christ. I know nothing and you know everything. Empty me out and put everything in. Unite with Christ and part from sin every step of the way. Give me the Holy Ghost. He's been sent down from heaven to preach the gospel through us. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are, by the power of the Holy One of Israel, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in. Do you remember when Patrick Henry, all these warnings, folks, many of our forefathers, many of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, well, many people, there's many books out there on George Washington, the apostle George Washington. There's many books on John Adams, who they called the Colossus of Independence. He was a prophet. When you look at Thomas Jefferson, if you've ever been to the Library of Congress and you look at that library, friends, oh my goodness, this guy was a teacher. And when you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, what does the Bible say? First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. That's how we've been established. But when you look at many of our forefathers, friends, they were very apostolic, very prophetic, and many of them were teachers. Okay? I'm going to go over to Patrick Henry, who without a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, was very prophetic. He said, guard with liberty. He said, guard with jealous attention to public liberty. Let me say it again. Guard with jealous attention to the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Let me say this. A spiritual lesson is one that you learn first and foremost. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Let me say it this way. Suspect everyone that you liked the most. Because you'll often find that you like everybody at first, but the ones that you like the most, you find soon enough that you are at odds with them spiritually. And the ones that you weren't sure about, the ones that you didn't like that were at arm's length because you just didn't feel right about them, soon enough when the Lord brings all things to the light, those are the ones that you unite with. It's really true. It's really true. One of the promises left undone by the point man Donald Trump was to bring back the rule of law. Folks, I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Donald Trump continuously said on the campaign trail over 5 years ago, he was going to bring back in the rule of law. By the way, the same thing with Hillary Clinton, the same thing with Barack Obama, the same thing with John McCain, the same thing with the Bushes. And once they get into the people's White House, what do? They turn on the people. They fail to enforce or fulfill their promises. But one of the things that Donald Trump continuously told the American people on the campaign trail was he was going to bring back into the rule of law. He was going to bring it back. Remember, he was also the guy that said he could do whatever that he wanted to do with the DOJ. He could do whatever he wanted. There's many people in America today that suspect, for some reason or another, because they haven't done their own due diligence, that's why they're destroyed, Hosea 4:6. But there's many people today that say, well, I've been told that the president can't prosecute, really? Well, then why did he tell you that on the campaign trail? And let me take you to the other side of that ignorant point that you've taken on. That information that is misinformation. Let me ask you a question. How is it that he can grant clemency to criminals? By the way, he does have constitutional authority to do that. How is it that he can grant clemency to political prisoners, the wrong people he set free, but he can't prosecute with the rule of law, which he promised to uphold, right, during his oath with his hand on the Bible? Article 6, Section 2 and Article 2, Section 3. He's supposed to faithfully execute the laws found within. What, he can't prosecute the law that he promised to uphold? Are you kidding me? Folks, that's beyond ignorance. You've lost all your sensibilities there. There's no reasoning with people like that. Those are the people that you could transport to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. He has the constitutional authority in every sense of the word to uphold the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Give me a break. By the way, if at any time you want to call in, please do. I want to make this your show today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Remember, the purpose of government is to maintain order. The purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, which you see on Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America. Right? The Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on. And the other purpose is to maintain order. Okay? To maintain order. But what do you see today? You see disorder. As a matter of fact, let me just take it this way. What you're seeing across the United States of America, all this domestic division going on amongst the people because they're too ignorant to pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Hey, little Toto from Wizard of Oz had enough common sense to pull the curtain back, friends. This is all by design, creating domestic insurrection to divide the people so the powers that are tolerated can wield more control over them and more easily. Read Mark 3:25. Okay? But again, remember Donald Trump said that he was going to bring back in the rule of law. He said it 100 times. Along with that promise, he also promised over and over again that he would drain the swamp. This is his second campaign promise for the second term that he was hoping to receive, friends. This is the same thing he was telling his constituents. Listen, if you want to ensure your posterity and the safety of your children, then you're going to have to help me drain the swamp. In essence, that's exactly what he said. It's the same thing he said 5 years ago on the campaign trail. 4 years later, he's done nothing. Yep, I'm just going with the Holy Ghost here, friends. I got a question for all you QAnon people. All of you QAnon people, do you see how that you have now been misled? You know, you are the people that were used by the useful idiot, so what must that make you? That were given the message from QAnon to continue, which, by the way, is a military psyop, which, interestingly enough, you took their message and kept telling the people, oh, wait until the second term, wait until the second term, wait until the second term. You kept kicking the can down the road when there's no more road to kick the can down. How foolish and ignorant you look today. How foolish and ignorant you look today. You are the people that were helping side and enforce the message and reinforce the message of the powers that are tolerated by suggesting that someone is actually giving you information and telling you something that the president wasn't going to tell you. How's that working out for you? And again, I revert back to the first segment and asking you the question, how's that working out for the false prophets today? I just listened to Mario Murillo yesterday. Reinforce the false prophets in America. They all said that he's going to win a second term. As if to suggest Donald Trump is any different than Joe Biden. Folks, I've said it a million times. Listen to me this time. That now that you're back, listen to what I'm telling you. What you were afraid that Joe Biden was going to do to you, it's exactly what Donald Trump has been doing to you. Under the cover of guess who? Fake news. Under the cover of the mainstream media that's been giving cover to those that are responsible for the act of conspiracy against you, we the people, the government in the United States of America. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Read the book of Kings, folks. Conspiracies are very real. But let me get back to this. Hey, folks, where is the rule of law? How has he drained the swamp? Pay attention, because this is how you destroy countries. And again, I want you to keep in mind, if you're going to get mad at anybody, don't get mad at the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. Get mad at the one that lied to you. And in this particular case, Donald Trump. Because these are his words. I'm going to bring back in the rule of law. Help me drain the swamp. Okay? In other words, what he was telling the American people is that he was going to deal with corruption in Washington, D.C. Did he do that? Nope. He did just the exact opposite. He did the exact opposite by granting clemency to political criminals. Okay? He stacked his administration with those that you were afraid would get into power. And it's the same thing. Let me just take you back to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Remember Hillary and Barack, they were arch enemies, right? Pro wrestling at its very worst, right? They were warring against each other, and there's the media to promote the fight. How do they do that? They continuously fill the seats. They fill the seats by how continuously promoting the fight. What happens after Barack Hussein Obama wins? He appoints his arch enemy, Hillary Clinton, to the Secretary of Education. Hello, friends. They're not enemies. They're friends. Haven't you seen the pictures that are all across the mainstream media? Do you so choose to dig in a little deep to know the truth for yourself? All these presidents that were at war with each other, man, they're all partying together now, friends. Why? Because they're all working for the same end. And what is that? A global UN order. Okay? If they're not warring against it, it's because they're guilty of it. We're going to come right back to this topic, friends. If Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would not have become your president-elect. Okay? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Major news outlets are projecting that Joe Biden will become 46th president of the United States. Fox is projecting after a victory in the state where Biden was born put him over the 270 electoral votes needed to win. With Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes, Biden now has a total of 273 votes. Before becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, Biden served as vice president under former President Barack Obama. Throughout his campaign, Biden had argued that the soul of the nation is at stake and has promised that he would seek to heal a country fractured by Trump's presidency. Biden also carried Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Biden was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and sought to contrast his working-class roots with the affluent Trumps by casting the race as Scranton versus Park Avenue. This is USA Radio News. While Joe Biden wasn't making any claims to a victory in the presidential election Friday, he did continue to urge everyone to remain calm and patient and talked about the work that needs to be done.
We have serious problems to deal with, from COVID to the economy to racial justice to climate change. We don't have any more time to waste. The purpose of our politics, the work of the nation, isn't to fan the flames of conflict, but to solve problems.
Gilbert Guerra and Luis Perales write that the 2020 elections prove that nobody owns the Latino vote. They say after 4 years, Trump made more inroads with Latinos than with any other group. Early exit polls show that he improved his 2016 performance in key states by 11 points, which may have anchored his victory in Florida and contributed to a convincing win in Texas. Trump made dramatic gains that most did not predict. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness, folks. We're talking about much. We just had a caller up there. Bill, call back. What's going on there, brother? 1-866-582-9933. Just want to let you know, too, if you're going to go on Top Chat on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com under our YouTube page and you want to go ahead and try to poison the well, it's going to be very short-lived, just for the record. Okay? We're in some serious times and you want to play your little game still. We don't have time for it, okay? You're not what's needed right now. We need proper leadership, and what we need to do is someone to point their finger at the Christ and get back to his word. And that's exactly what we're doing here. That's my objective. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to YouTube, go to the right side of the page, Top Chat, go to the right side of Before It's News, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would not have become your president-elect. Give me a break. I wanted to highlight something because we just heard it during the break here. But is anybody paying attention to the fact that mainstream media, I said this earlier, Joe Biden leads in the polls, yet not one person showed up to his rallies? Do you understand what's at play here, friends? We know that there's major voter fraud. We know that the media is being used to inundate you with their propaganda, to push through the lie, to accept it as truth. Read Isaiah 5:20. Okay? I'm looking at some information right now, a credible source, and it shows a picture of Biden and Harris. And Biden on top of the stage behind the pulpit, right? And there were, As a matter of fact, what I'm looking at right now, the headline goes, Biden gives victory speech in front of dozens of empty cars while the Trump supporters showed up in protest. I want to tell you something. Listen carefully. This is a word of encouragement. If you're a Christocrat, the way I am, Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, was asked if he was an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. If you're a Christocrat, how do I say this a different way? Bradley, you're just a never-Trumper. Oh, I've heard these ignoramuses, friends. They sicken me to the core. Why? Because they're not principled. They don't understand that you hold on to principles in ever-changing times. Okay? We don't change our principles. As a matter of fact, Proverbs tells us, the book of Proverbs, not to be given to those that are given to change. Okay? They've never had their feet on the rock of their salvation in any sense of the word. Okay? But what I'm trying to say here, friends, is when you're a Christocrat, you're for the rule of law. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden is in office. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump is in office. I mean, because the American people have been led to believe that when the Republicans are in power, they are a law unto themselves. No, they are not. You are incorrect. Okay. Matter of fact, Donald Trump just talked about our democracy once again today, friends. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, which means we're ruled by law, not by party. And you've also been led to believe that when the Democrats are in party, they're a law unto themselves. That's why people are afraid of Joe Biden. No, we're ruled by law regardless of who's in office. And if we get back to the rule of law, we wouldn't be so divided. We are a constitutional republic. We are an empire of laws and not of men. The American people have left off the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the lawgiver, and they've replaced it for their favorite politician, and the word continuously warns us of just that. Over and over and over again. Mark 8:15. Beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government doctrine. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Who gives voice to the Pharisees and the Herodians more than the mainstream media does? Matter of fact, if you want me to prove the point, that's all you have to do is look around Donald Trump right now, his evangelical board. Folks, they are of the baser sort, and they want to put them up as if to suggest we are to emulate them. See, they're shooting for the floor, not to the example, and the example is Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay? We're ruled by law in this country. We are not ruled by a party system. Joe Biden is no more going to violate the law than Donald Trump is going to violate the law if the American people so choose to be the strength of that law and stand against their lawlessness. Because, as I've said, and I say again, they're only going to do what you let them get away with, so it's not for your favorite politician to now do for you what you want them to do for you. Now it's time for you to stand up and do what you should have done a long time ago for you and your posterity, and remind those in government that they serve we the people and not we the government. Just want to make clear as to understanding as to what's going on here. I want you to understand in all sincerity. But again, going back to this, friends, headline, Biden gives victory speech in front of dozens of empty cars. Same thing they did with Barack Obama. Same thing they did with Hillary Clinton. But I want you to understand as to how they're both on the same team, because the fact of the matter is Donald Trump is the one continuously going after his arch enemy, namely Joe Biden, when he all the well knows that he has no support whatsoever. Now, why would he do that? Because he's a part of the WWE. For those that did not know, go to Donald Trump and his friendship with the CEO from the WWE, and you'll find videos of Donald Trump on the wrestling match, wrestling back and forth with guess who? The CEO of WWE. Guess who appoints his wife to that of the business affairs in the United States of America? Donald Trump appoints his friend that owns the WWE, pro wrestling at its very worst. He appoints his friend, the CEO's wife, to oversee businesses in the United States of America. They're all interlinked. Okay? Again, keep in mind there's 1,156 other presidential candidates that you totally ignored. No matter how many times I told you that you had different options, you kept going back to the ones that the mainstream media kept promoting. Years ago, I took my kids, I remember when I was a little kid, I remember, because I was a welfare kid, And I remember we didn't have a whole lot of anything. We really didn't. So I know what it's like not to have anything. And I remember I used to watch, I think it was Wide World of Sports or something like that. Some of you older folks probably understand what I'm talking about. I was just a little kid during the 70s. And I remember they'd have the Globetrotters on every once in a while. And those guys, the way they spun the ball on their finger. And, man, I was enthralled by just watching these guys. I was, like, awestricken. Like, that is really cool. Or going half court and Curly would throw a shot and he would make it. Or the way they would steal the ball and do all these cool tricks. And they could just do the unthinkable with the ball. They really could. But what I want to say is, do you know that the Globetrotters bring a team everywhere they go? And they're supposed to be the bad guys. They're supposed to be their arch enemies. It's the same team everywhere they go, no matter what state or what city they're in the United States of America. And again, they're supposed to be the opposition to the Globetrotters. In city after city after city after city, the Globetrotters play the same team that, again, are put up as the bad guys. Right? They show them beating the Harlem Globetrotters. And then, of course, at the end of the show, it shows you how the Globetrotters beat the bad guys every single town they go into. It's exactly the same thing with politics. This is all scripted. This is all pre-scripted. You know, I was just talking this morning with one of my friends because I've been talking to attorneys, a couple of them. One's a big shot. And I've been asking him the question, why is it that these big tech companies are so emboldened to be doing the things that they're doing? Now I think we can understand. Because they've already rolled out the carpet for a new man to do what Donald Trump was teeing up the new man to do. And you can mark my words on it. You're going to start seeing this guy, once he steps into play, he's going to start enforcing the very things that Donald Trump teed up for him. Why? Because they're all globalists. They're all globalists. See, America, until you take your government back, this isn't going to change. Oh, but I'm scared. Well, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, those that fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. You have the roles backwards. And I got to say this, too, because this is absolutely what's going on in this country right now. I'm speaking to everybody by the Holy Ghost right now. I'm speaking to the church now. This is the best medicine the Lord could feed you. This is the best medicine the Lord can feed you right now, because the fan of persecution is on the church. It's the very thing that the church needs to do to wake up. When Donald Trump was in office, you went back to sleep. Now Biden's stepping in. Guess what? All of a sudden, the church is going to start to wake up again, not understanding what I told you at the very beginning of Donald Trump's incumbency, that the enemy sows terror. He sows tares when what? Men slept. What has Donald Trump been doing? Sowing tares while what? Men sleep. Nobody can do the job the way that Donald Trump can do it. I mean, we've seen conservatives come out with signs stating one nation under Trump. This is how bad it got. They put Trump in the place of Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you think that's too far out there, I got a whole list of signs that these today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, have stated concerning their worship towards Donald Trump and their putting down of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's sick to say the least. It's idolatry. It's blasphemy. This is the best medicine for the church. Bradley, that's just crazy. No, it isn't. You know nothing of spiritual issues whatsoever. Do you remember Thomas Jefferson during the War of Independence said, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery? Well, Donald Trump is in office. What do you have? You have peaceful slavery. The chains were being put on the American people and their posterity through the guy they all thought was the good guy. And how many times throughout the duration of his incumbency, I told the people, especially when this whole charade started with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I said, the difference now is Joe Biden comes out and everybody knows exactly what he wants to do. The difference is absolutely nothing, because everything you were afraid that Joe Biden would do, Donald was already doing it, and I'm going to show you that in just a couple of minutes here, friends. What are we talking about right now? We are talking about if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for his treason, he would not have become your president. I'm going to get to more details in just a couple of minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By the way, Dan Pilla's a good guy. He's a friend of mine. He's a really good guy. And he does this stuff, just for the record. That one was free, Dan. I wanted to let you guys know, we're talking about if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for his treason, he would not become your president, or at least elect, right? One of my friends just said on Top Chat here, there's nothing that happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Boy, oh boy! Thanks, Holly. Yeah, I know. I was just going to get to that, so you're on top of it. Thank you. You go, girl. There's nothing in politics that happens by accident. If it happens that way, you can bet it was planned that way, said the President of the United States of America, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Here, there you have it. Are you catching on to how you're being played? This is why I pointed my finger continuously to the 1,165 different options you have as presidential contenders. But you wanted nothing to do with it. No, Donald Trump is going to do it. Yeah, he was doing it. I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Instead of you judging him by his fruit, you took him for face value, and you got exactly what you deserve. You got exactly what you deserve. Okay, so let me get to this. Do you remember when Donald Trump was going to bring in that special prosecutor concerning Hillary Clinton? Do you remember that? Then after he won the People's White House, 40 seconds into his victory speech, he turned on his supporters. Listen, 41 seconds into his victory speech, Donald Trump turned on his supporters and said to them that the American people owed Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Oh, Bradley, come on, I don't remember that. Well, here, I'll play it for you. Go ahead and check this out. Judah, go for it.
Just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
Listen carefully.
She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Listen to what he says next.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our...
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
Now it's time.
The American people owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. If you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, friends... You've got to watch Clinton Chronicles. It's eerie, but it shows you the criminal administration of Bill Clinton. He was one of the biggest drug dealers ever in the history of America. As a matter of fact, he was in Mena, Arkansas. And the crimes that him and Hillary Clinton are responsible for, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, murder, the list goes on. The Sixth Commandment, folks, oh my goodness. You know what he went on to say to the media after he became the president of the United States? This is Donald Trump. When he was asked, why did you make all those comments about Hillary Clinton, a special prosecutor, and Hillary for jail, Hillary for jail? He said, that was just political talk. He said he said that the Clintons were good people, and he didn't want to hurt them. Whoa. Let me put that up in the face of Scripture, please. Did he really say that? Oh my goodness, friends. He really said it. He really said it. And he said it 41 seconds into his victory speech. Did you just kind of step over the top of that, you Trump worshipers? Again, I don't want to beat you over the top of the head, but what's it going to take to crack your eyes open? This was 41 seconds into his victory speech. 41 seconds. When I go to Proverbs 17:15, what does it tell me? He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just. In other words, all of the innocent people that suffered the abuse and crimes of the Clintons, he condemned them, the innocent, and he justified the wicked, the Clintons. What does the Bible say? Even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Now, those that are born of the Spirit of God, you really don't have to say a whole lot when it comes to what I'm telling you, because you already know it. See, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And those that are born of the Spirit of God hate what God hates, and they love what God loves. See, and the Bible says this, all of you Trump worshipers, okay? It says, be holy as I am holy. It doesn't say anything about you putting on Donald Trump. It does say, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And it's absolutely amazing when having conversation with people like that, how they know all the media talking points. But when it comes to Scripture, they have not a clue. They have not a clue. Yet Scripture tells us that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got Holly calling in from Buffalo, New York. Thank you for calling, ma'am. What say you?
Yes. Hi. I'm the one who made the comment about, like, Barr, if Barr would be the one to prosecute for Biden to get out. But what you said is we need to go by rule of law. And a pastor had said, he said, we have to vote for the office, the two parties, Democrat, Republican, in their platform. Versus personality. But actually, it didn't quite hit right. But like what you're saying, it's not even the office. Or, I mean, the party. Because why do we have just two parties? You pointed out before that there were like thousands and thousands of people running.
There's 101 party affiliations. And now, by the way, we have a Muslim caucus, too. So this is how emboldened the enemy has become. And if we allow this to go on, there's going to be war within the gate. And that's exactly why we see war on the horizon. Read Judges 5:8. But go on, Holly.
Yeah. And I like what you said before with Sons of Liberty group back in the day, that they were about basically educating the people on on the rule of law. And that's so key, because that's why people are like, they're just feeling hopeless.
Yeah.
That's like hamsters in a no way to win.
Well, you know what? With all due respect, they put themselves in that position because they have, what they do is they continuously, once everything is okay, they forsake God again. When they're in trouble, they come back to God. When everything is okay, they depart wickedly from God. When things, trouble comes again, they return to God. They're fair-weathered friends, and they're not even good for the devil. That's why we're in trouble today, Holly. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's vigilance. Yes, we cannot be like, Trump won. Oh, ooh, we cannot. Because I remember thinking, if Trump hadn't won, Trump is the perfect Pied Piper to have everybody lulled to sleep. If Hillary would have won, all the patriots, God-fearing people, they'd be such on guard.
And
so many of them trust in Trump.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. You ever heard of the Kardashians? Why are they famous? What did they do to basically obtain their platform? What made them famous? I'm curious.
I think because they took their Jenner and changed. I'm really not sure. Hollywood and Jenner.
Okay, there you go. So again, but what I'm just trying to make a point, and I'm not putting you in the hot seat, okay? I'm just asking you a simple question, because most people would say they've done absolutely nothing to become famous. You're right. The media just put a camera on them, and then all of a sudden everybody knows who they are. Now let me ask you another question, Holly. How is it that Donald Trump became famous?
Hollywood.
What did he do to garner the support of the people in such a fashion that he has? What has he done for the people? What did he do for the people to know who he was? Absolutely nothing.
God.
No, right. That's all they did is put the cameras on Donald Trump. They groomed him for 30 years. They put him in a favorable light until they wanted to put him in a position to become the president of the United States of America that pushes forth the global agenda, just like the politicians that people were so happy that Donald Trump wasn't. Well, the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump, if we really knew the truth of the matter, he's as much a criminal, if not more, than those other bad guys that we've been taught are bad guys, those criminal politicians. What's the difference between him, Donald Trump, and those criminal politicians? Because what would have made and what would have showed the American people that he was a good guy was the fact that he would commence judgment upon the heads of the wicked, and he didn't do that. So what's the difference? That's right. So there we are. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about if Trump would have prosecuted Biden for treason, he would not have become your president-elect. He went to. Oh, and by the way, I want to kick off something for Holly here. When you read Article 4, Section 4, it says the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government. It says nothing about party affiliations. Okay? Just for the record. Okay? We had Dr. June Knight on a month ago. She is a White House correspondent. She was inside of a meeting with world leaders in Washington, D.C. And one of these world leaders said, we have to do what the United States has done and create a two-party system to basically establish a new form of government. Is that the Kool-Aid that you've drank, America? Is that what you've been sipping on for far too long? Yes, it is. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against what? It tells us against and or application of the legislature or the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. Where is it that we've taken on a two-party system? Just exactly what Holly said, from the ignorant hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12. The law of truth is supposed to be in their mouth. It says nothing about going around and poisoning the minds of the people and the congregations.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.